What up, guys, and welcome to the TD Sports NBA Betting Show. I am your host, Ty Delridge, and today, March 4th, I'm going to look at the NBA games on the schedule and then give out some best bets and top props. So before we get started with today's show, make sure you guys are following me on Twitter, at Ty Delbridge. Like and subscribe to this podcast on whatever app or platform you are listening to. It'll really help me out. And with that, let's start today's show. So let's quickly recap bets from yesterday. It was a trash day. After two good betting days earlier, we did not have a good day yesterday. I can only blame myself for betting on the Charlotte Hornets and Washington Wizards. I got a little too cocky and maybe a little too confident in myself there. I should know better than betting on those two teams. So the Wizards plus 5.5 did not cash. They got down big early and made a huge comeback in the end. They ended up tying it going into the fourth, and then they end up losing by 7. So that almost hit, but they lose by 7. The Hornets plus 4 cashed. They lost by 1. They were up big, and the Spurs made a comeback. Ended up winning 104-103. So, I mean, it was right there. We can't be too frustrated by that money line loss. It looked like they had it. And they also had a shot at the end. They had last shot, and then I think they threw a turnover or whatever. I just was watching it on my ESPN scrolly app, and it just said that they threw the ball out of bounds or whatever. So they lose by 1. So we almost hit that. For the under 225 Raptors at Suns, that did not hit. These two teams scored a lot of points. Raptors decided not to put the clamps down on defense. It went on. It was more of an offensive show between these two teams. So that did not hit. We had Tobias Harris's over 20.5 points. He finished with 18 points, shot like 40% from the field, had a couple, he missed like a couple layups, a couple wide open threes. So he was right there too, but the Sixers were winning for a little bit, and then the Lakers really put the stomp on him, and they blew them out. So then they sat the starters for a little bit. So he almost got there. So D'Angelo Russell, same thing. He finished with 23 points. It looked like in the fourth quarter he might get over on a layup attempt, but he missed. And then they played the foul game where he was at 21, and then he got to 23, and then that was it. So he finished with 23 points. And then with Anthony Davis's over 8.5 rebounds, he had a huge game like expected, and he finished with like 14 rebounds or whatever. So that went over. So it was a 2-6 day. We had so many of those right there on the edge of cashing, so we can't be, obviously it's frustrating, but it is what it is, and we move on now to bigger and better days. So let's take a look at the NBA games on the schedule today. I think we got quite a few. Starting at the top, we got the Boston Celtics at the Cleveland Cavaliers. Boston will not have Gordon Hayward. They will not have Kemba Walker. They will not have Jaylen Brown. Jason Tatum is a game time decision, and Marcus Smart could be suspended after last night when he got into a confrontation with the refs. Celtics last night, that was wild. They were up huge in the fourth quarter or whatever, and the Nets made a wild comeback. So Caris LeVert for the Nets had 14 points going into the fourth quarter, and he finished with 51 points. I'm not even kidding. That's insane. He went for 26 in the fourth quarter, and then this game went to overtime, and he went for 11 in OT. In freaking insane. The Nets come back, beat the Celtics. Anyway, moving on. So the Celtics look like they might not have a bunch of guys, so be wary on that. Thunder at Pistons. The Pistons will not have Derrick Rose. And Sekou Ndombele is a game-time decision. Thon McCore is a game-time decision. So Christian Wood is a game-time decision. And Brandon Knight is a game-time decision. So that injury list is long. The Pacers at the Bucks. I don't know if there's any injury news here. It looks like the Bucks won't have George Hill or Kyle Korver. And the Pacers is a game-time decision for Victor Oladipo. Magic at Heat. So we have Aaron Gordon's a game-time decision. And so it's Gary Clark is a game time decision. And then for the Heat, they won't have Leonard or Tyler Hero again. Grizzlies at Nets. Grizzlies won't have Justice Winslow. We knew that. And then out for the Nets is Garrett Temple. And I think Spencer Dinwiddie I saw might be questionable, but this isn't on my app here. Jazz at Knicks. Mitchell Robinson and Reggie Bullock are game time decisions for the Knicks. Bulls at Timberwolves. So the Bulls will have Lauri Markkanen back tonight, his first time back for a while starting, but it looks like Zach LaVine is out, Chris Dunn is out for the season, and Chandler Hutchinson is a game time decision. Pelicans at the Mavericks. The Pelicans will not have JJ Redick, and it looks like Kendrick Williams is a game time decision. For the Mavericks, Seth Curry is a game time decision, and so is JJ Barea with an ankle injury. And then last game of the night, Wizards at Blazers. The Wizards, no Thomas Bryant for the Wizards, and a game time decision for Ish Smith. And then for the Blazers, game time decision for Damian Lillard, but he is expected to play at this home game. Those are all the games on the NBA schedule for tonight. When we come back, we will get into my best bets and top props. Welcome back. Let's take a look now at my NBA best bets or favorite bets on the day. One of my favorite ones here is the over 241 for Wizards at Blazers. It's actually 241 and a half now, and some 242s now is what I'm seeing. I did not know Thomas Bryant was not playing when I first wrote this up for the Wizards, but I don't think that will matter. He has been good for them, but the Wizards still have Bradley Beal, which he can go for 55 plus. They still have Rui Hachimura, Shabazz Napier, revenge game for him coming back to Portland and playing against his good buddies CJ and Dame. And they also have David Bertans, who can stretch the floor. So I think they still have enough guys. And there's going to be a lot of offense in this game from both sides and not much defense. Like I said before, it looks like Lillard will be back tonight. So a Lillard versus Beal or Lillard and McCollum versus Beal matchup equals a ton of points. And the Wizards have been actually pretty good on the second night of back-to-backs. I know this isn't a spread bet, but they have been 7-1 this year. So against the spread on second night of back-to-back. So I think they'll actually keep this game close against the Blazers. So the Blazers will be very excited to have Damian Lillard back, and they shouldn't miss a beat with a guy like him. Like, it shouldn't be like, oh, let's try and get Lillard back, we don't know how to work him. No, they know how to use Damian Lillard, so they should get right back to the punch. So I think we see a lot of points, but I think the Wizards could keep this close. But some stats here. The Wizards are 30th in defensive rating this year, and the Blazers are 27th. And then the Wizards are 11th in offensive rating, and the Blazers are 10th in offensive rating. And both teams are top 15 in three-point attempts, and both teams are top 10 in three-point makes. So yeah, this is a big number at 241, but I think it will be a high-scoring game inside Portland. These just two teams, there's just no defense on either side. Like, we saw the Blazers go for 130 against the Magic the other night, and because the Magic gave up a ton of points, and the Magic got to 107, but they were lacking Aaron Gordon. But I think if they would have had Aaron Gordon, they would have got to 115, 120 as well. So I see this game, a lot of points both sides. Give me that over. Next, I'm taking the over 218 and a half for Magic at Heat. I was all over the Magic the other night, like I was saying, and then they got word that there was no Aaron Gordon. He's a big chunk to their offense. He's been scoring a lot, but he's also been a playmaker, and he gets a lot of offensive rebounds. He just puts pressure on the defense. So I think having him back tonight will really help their offense hit that stride again. When they were averaging about 120 points per game since the All-Star break, they've really switched up to more offense, less defense. And now I think they'll play a team like Miami, who can be very dominant, I think, with their offense when they want to be. Yes, they have a slower pace, but they are deadly from the three-point line. They're deadly with their guys in the mid-range. They have Jimmy Butler, they have Bam Adebayo, Duncan Robinson. They just got guys that Kendrick Nunn, Goran Dragic, guys that can just put up points. And then the Magic, I think they come out here and they try and steal a win here, like with Miami. There's been some smack talk between these two teams, who's the team of Florida or whatever. And I know the Heat and Myers Leonard are all that, saying we're the team of Florida, and it's rightfully so. But now I think the Magic try to come in a little more competitive on this rivalry game in the NBA. Like, you don't see many rivalry games in the NBA, and there's not really like that, or like, and there's not much competitive to get up for these games. But I think the Magic might get up for this game tonight. So I think they keep it close. Here are some stats I have for these two games. So the Heat have gone over 7 of their last 8 games, and the Magic have gone over their total of 8 games in a row. So the Magic, as an away team, have gone over 60.7% of the time this season, and as a road dog, they've gone over 65% of the time. So that means when they get on the road, they're just trying to really like almost silence the crowd. They're trying to get up and go. They're trying to push the pace. They're trying to upset the home team. They're trying to make a statement. So I think we see similar results tonight. And then the Heat, as a home favorite, have gone over 69.2% of the time. And with one day off, they have gone over 68% of the time. So I just think there's going to be a lot of points here tonight. This 218 is just a little low for me. I could see both these teams getting around 115, 118, 120, 122 type game tonight. So give me the over 218.5 for the Magic at the Heat. Next, sticking with the Heat game, taking the Miami Heat -4. It might even be -4.5 now. There might be some fives out there. I just think the Heat come out strong. I just pointed out the Magic might be coming out strong, but I think the Heat come out strong. I think they come out very hyped after their win against Milwaukee when they blew out the best team in the NBA. Now they get something to build on. They have the second best first half against the spread this season. They are 38-22-1 for first half. They are 20-10 first half at home this season, and 7-2-1 for their last 10 games in the first half. So they've been really good. They like to come out strong and make a statement. I think they do it tonight against the Magic. And the Magic in the first half have not been very good this year. They have 25-36 total, 12-18 first half on the road, and they're 1-9 for their last 10 games against the spread for the first half. So I think the Heat are just going to really try and flex on them early. I don't want to sweat out the -8 and -8.5 now that I'm seeing, because the Heat have kind of taken their foot off the gas late in games lately, and it's not even just the Heat, it's just how it's been for some teams. So I'm staying away from the total -8, but I think the Heat -4, I could see them being up 6-8 points at halftime, and then I don't want to sweat out at the end. So that's why I'm taking the Heat early. Similar with that, I'm taking the Thunder first half -4. They are playing the Pistons, so on the road. The Thunder this year have the third best first half against the spread, 36-24-1. They are 18-12-1 first half against the spread when they're on the road. They are 4-6 in their last 10, but they're playing the Pistons tonight, who don't have Derrick Rose. He's out. So for the Pistons first half stats, I didn't keep them down here, but they're actually surprisingly more in the middle and so more towards the top of first half ratings. But I think a lot of that was when they have Derrick Rose. It was a lot. So when they had Andre Drummond and when they had Reggie Jackson, now they don't have those guys who are off the team. And then now they don't have Derrick Rose, who's sitting with an injury. I just don't think the Pistons are very good. But same thing, I don't want to sweat out the Thunder and hope that they're up 16 going into the fourth, and all of a sudden they rest their starters with 4 minutes, and all of a sudden the Pistons hit 3 threes, and it's a 6-point game or 4-point game and whatever. So I'm taking the Thunder early, so that way that I don't have to sweat out the full game. But I think the Thunder will be up big early. My one top prop, I am Aaron Gordon's over 7.5 rebounds. There we go. I'm taking his over 7.5 rebounds. He did miss the last game against the Blazers with an ankle injury or something like that. So I think he'll be more rested tonight after missing that game. He only had 6 rebounds a game before, but I think he might have hurt his ankle during that game, and it was a weird game for him. But so before that, he had gone over 9 or more rebounds, 7 of his last 8 games. So I think we see similar tonight. Give me Aaron Gordon's his 7.5 rebounds. Just making sure here. And that is it. That's it. Let's take a look at all of my best bets for today. We'll start at the top. I am taking the over of 241.5 at Wizards at Blazers. Taking the over 218.5 at Magic at Heat. Taking the Heat first half -4. Taking the Oklahoma City Thunder first half -4, and I'm taking Aaron Gordon's over of 7.5 rebounds. All right, that is it for today's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Really appreciate all the support. Make sure you guys follow me on Twitter. and let me know what bets of these you are tailing, what bets maybe I'm missing out on. And with that, my fingers crossed that all of our pockets get fatter tonight, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace.